Havakam perek dal mishnah tes. Masar l'shar mechinim v'la shoel l'nosei sachar v'la socher. If you give it to the four shomrim, shomrechinim is somebody that's just watching it for free for you. He's responsible for the least amount of things. He's doing you a favor. V'la shoel, he's the worst as far as what he's chayav for. He's borrowing it from you. See, he's responsible for everything. The only thing he's potter for, if it gets damaged by doing the thing that it's actually supposed to do. L'nosei sachar, which is also called a shomer sachar, that's a guy that's paid to watch it. So he's chayiv if somebody steals it or he loses it, but he's potter on onsim, like if the animal just dies by itself or whatever accident happens. V'la socher, that's a person that actually rents the shore from you. It's machlokas what din he has. The maskana seems to be that he has the same dinim of a shomer sachar that we just said, a nosei sachar. So all four of these, nichnasu tachas habalam. Anybody's watching your shore, anybody that has responsibility of your shore, like we had on the previous mishnayos, he also is responsible for anything that the shore now goes and damages. He takes like ownership from the shore. Mu'ud, mishalim, nezek shalim, v'tam mishalim chatzi nezek. So if it's a shore mu'ud, it was worn three times, he pays full nezek. And if it's a short tam, he pays chatzi nezek. So what happens is they would obviously go to the initial owner and take the shore from him. And then the initial owner will go to this guy who was watching it and he would get paid back. Mishnah continues, k'sho ba'al b'mosera, if the owner of the shore ties it with a leash, v'nol b'fun of kiroi, or he locks it up properly. Now, we don't mean in a proper lock, like a good lock. The Mishnah means this was not really a good lock at all, really. I mean, it's just like it's a wall that would stand up with a ruach mitsuya. That's it. So you didn't really totally lock it, but you just, you know, you put a door there that can stand from an easy wind. And now this shore goes out and damages. Whether it's a short tam or a mu'ud, you're chayiv. Div Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir holds that regular shvarim are not considered watched. Like you have to watch them. And the Miri says, therefore, a regular leash is not good enough for a shore. You need like a chain, an iron chain, or some type of door that's sturdy enough that even a ruach, that's einamitsuya, a very strong wind, would come and blow, it would not blow down the door. Rabbi Huda Omer, Tom Chayev Umuad Pater. Huda holds that a Tom is Chayev, because you can't just rely on a light watching of the animal. You have to watch it more thoroughly and carefully. But Rabbi Huda says, Umuad Pater, Shenemar Velo Yishmerenu Balov. That the only time Umuad is Chayev, the Torah says, is that the owner didn't watch it. Vishamar Huzeh. But in this case, he did watch it. Yes, it wasn't the greatest watching. He had a rope, he had a wall that wasn't so sturdy, a lock that wasn't so strong. Nevertheless, in order to be chayiv amud, it's a gzeres akosiv that you're not chayiv an amud if you just have some type of watching. However, the Rav points out, but don't think that if a guy's shor amud goes and damages your putter completely, because the Torah is only talking about when you didn't watch it at all, because you're still going to be chayiv chatzi nezek. You're not going to be any better than a shor tam. It doesn't make sense that a shor amud is better in any situation than a shor tam. So therefore, even though it's not any worse, it's still the same. It's not going to be better. So therefore, you're still going to pay chatzi nezek if this shore goes out and damages, even though it's a shore mu'ud. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ein lo shmira el asakin. Rabbi Eliezer says, this shore mu'ud that you're watching, you're going to be chai for anything it does. No matter what type of lock you have, even if you have a master lock, you have iron chains, you're always going to be chai. The only way to really take care of this is to shech this shore. And the Rav says, the halacha here is like Rabbi Yehuda. However, l'chatchila, one should shech this shor amud, not keep it around to take away the danger.